We are here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention. It's written like right over there.
Yeah, somewhere over there.
Big giant billboard
sign. Maximum size letters.
In maximum size letters. Nice one. Jason Rammelsberg from MVI. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks for asking. How's the conference going for you so far?
Good. We've had some really good conversations with folks. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wanting to increase kind of what they're doing and be a little more efficient. So I've had a lot of really good traffic. So it's really nice to always come up here, support the Northwest. Lots of customers up here. So.
Indeed. And you've turned me on to the scooter riding apps. Or
I'm sure I look hilarious on these little scooters.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So they're everywhere here. So
oh, yeah. They're all over the place. And with our hotel two or three blocks that way, there's always a couple out front there. We ride them here. And then we try to hide them. But then they always get taken. So we have to find some others. So
that's quite the adventure. So thanks for turning me on to those. They're a blast. They're a blast. All right. Hey, topic at hand, Laserfish Digital Transformation Model.
Yes.
Enlighten us, sir. What is it
all
about?
So what we do is we look a lot at kind of how organizations are running their documents, how they're running their processes. Mm-hmm. Because 10, 15 years ago, it was really, let's just try to digitize what we have and organize it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's almost like a replica of their physical filing cabinet. Anymore, it's really changing to where people are wanting to, besides just digitization and organization, they want to kind of streamline what they're doing. They start by automating the process, maybe not just taking paper records and making them electronic, but making them never paper at all. And so we run into institutions that really want to try to transform their operation that way. So we look at three other steps on top of that. So first is digitization. You digitize your records, then you organize them, and then you automate. So you start looking at processes that, as documents come in, maybe you create it as an electronic document, and then a workflow of sorts will move that off to another process.
Okay.
You know, maybe to another department or to another person for approval, that kind of stuff. Once you start doing that, then you can start streamlining those processes. And so as we streamline the processes, which is the fourth step in the model, is we start looking at how things are done and why they're done the way they're done.
Okay.
Because if you streamline the process, now you're asking questions like, why are we doing this? And I always tell our customers, if you ever get to a step and say, why do we do this? And the answer is, because we always have, that's the wrong answer.
Yeah,
you need to have a reason. So you can start looking at changing things in your process, and that's the last step, is to transform your organization. And that's where you bring in, not only you've streamlined it, you've automated it, but you're taking the information from doing that, the analytics that come from that. The nice thing about what Laserfish does is in the web forms piece of Laserfish, where you're moving these web forms from person to person, and even in the workflows, it'll tell you how long each step is taking. So if you know you get to a certain step, and this step on average takes 3 hours, well, why does it take 3 hours?
You can go in there and analyze it?
Yeah, and you can analyze that information, grab that data, and say, okay, well, what can we change here?
To make it quicker?
To make it better.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, the significance of this is?
So the significance is what you can do is less with more, or more with less, sorry.
Okay.
So you can do more with less people,
right?
Because you don't have to have all of the overhead of maybe couriers and things like that, of moving things around the organization, and getting things to people faster. So if it sits on somebody's desk too long, you never know. But in a digital environment, if it sits at a step too long, someone can be notified. So if someone's out of the office, maybe a sick day, or they're on vacation, the system can know that that's sat there for 2 days or whatever your criteria is, and then move it to another person or escalate it to another department so that things don't fall through the cracks. It's not just making sure things get done, it's making sure members get served efficiently.
Right, right. That was what I was getting at. It's like, because the end result is that the members, quicker service, better serve, more accurate service, that
Absolutely.
Type of stuff. Yeah, so cool.
And so if we can make sure that all the information is done correctly, it's done on time, the members are served better, then your member satisfaction goes up. And you wouldn't think that a document imaging system could be part of that, because that's just stuff in the background that the members usually never have any interaction with. But everything that the credit union uses is something that's used to serve the member, and that's the end goal. And if any part of that chain can help make that a little more efficient, then we can have happier members and grow membership base and do it.
Right. And when you hear the words like, oh, that was quick, oh, and it's accurate, those are good things from your members, and which builds loyalty and ultimately builds value for your credit union. So
absolutely.
Stickiness. We like the stickiness.
We like to keep people at the credit union. And
that's the aim.
Keep them there. So it's really nice to have that option to help and serve the members.
So where, future-wise, where do we go with this type of stuff? What are we looking at for the end of the year, going into 2019?
So what we're doing a lot of is a lot of our customers are actually going down the process. So the next steps for a lot of credit unions is to find out, is to start organizing their activities, meaning they have maybe a business analyst whose job, and we have quite a few customers who've had people that really just take off with this kind of a role. They don't need to be super technical, but they are definitely understand the processes within the organization. And so that's what our tools allow them to do, is they don't have to be technical to understand how to use the tool, but if they understand their business process at the credit union, then what moving forward and in coming in the next couple of years, we're seeing this be a really big thing where we work with our customers to help develop that sort of a business analyst type personality, that role. And as they move forward, all we really have to do is help them make their organization better and provide them the tools. But going next few years, we really see that being the change, because a lot of people, imaging is imaging anymore. It's a commodity. You know, you can scan things in a myriad of different products. What you want is something that's going to help transform your organization to make you be your best organization you can be.
Indeed. That's a good message to end on. Jason, you should go into marketing as well.
I should.
Jason, always a pleasure, man.
Mike, thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good work. This is really cool stuff. So good stuff. All right.
Awesome.
There he is, Jason Ramelsberg from MVI.